Let me tell you, our TKI experience today in GYN oncology is with lenvatinib, because we have breakthrough designation or studying lenvatinib with pembrolizumab in endometrial cancer. So we have pembrolizumab alone in MSI high, but when you add lenvatinib to pembrolizumab, it might actually work in endometrial cancer that's not MSI high. And so that has breakthrough designation, and that will be filed to the FDA, and hopefully will be an expansion in second line endometrial cancer, pembrolizumab, lenvatinib. And as you know, that combination is being studied in multiple other tumor types, but that's the TKI that we have in the clinic today in the endometrial cancer space.
That's interesting you mentioned lenvatinib. We've been talking about that a lot with HCC, hepatocellular cancer also, but what about lenvatinib alone in ovarian?
It's been studied and it has some activity, but it's, as you know, there are a number of oral anti-VEGF TKIs. None of them really have traction, but this VEGF PD-1 combination is special, whether it be axitinib and avelumab in renal, or even bevacizumab and atezolizumab in lung. So we're excited about these combinations, and that's what we're working on daily in ovarian cancer as well as endometrial and cervix.
What about ramucirumab? Has that been looked at in ovarian?
Not in a systematic way.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.